It was a clear black night, a clear black moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some scourge from the... That's all I remember. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus podcast. It's been a fucking minute now, hasn't it? Oh, a lot has transpired, but you know, everything's on fire. What can I say? There are things I could say about the weekend that I was not pleased about, but that is such is life. And, you know, bring it on, motherfuckers. So I'm in a rare form because I'm staring at the moon and the jet lag was amazing. Oh, it was amazing, shall we say it. Truly, 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 truly was. Yes. And I finished it and I forgot all about it. But anyway, the moon is in its 10th house, I think. Because we're in the 10th month. I shouldn't say I think. You know, I've come to the realization sometimes you just have to go in it and not plan it and go by the seat of your pants or the belt that I was not wearing today. And I keep pulling them up. And I go in and I do my thing and there's no notes. And usually there's notes. So, okay, you got to do this. Nope. And I was like, shit, you know what? And so I played some music. I played some Korn. I had to keep emphasizing it was Korn, not porn. Korn. You know how some people have trouble hearing? Yeah. Especially those with selective hearing. What can I say? But anyway, it's been a fascinating time. I don't recommend doing what I'm doing. But yeah, it's there. I mean, I got an email today about joining the Coast Guard, and all the while I'm thinking, okay, do I have to have military experience to do that? I mean, I would love to do it, you know. Are you afraid of water? No. Are you afraid of getting wet? That's a trick question. Everyone wants to get wet, baby. So yeah, there's that on the table. But then, you know, I mean, there are other things. There's a whole multitude of things I'd like to do. With the Coast Guard, I'd be able to see the world and do all kinds of fucking crazy shit. I just have to jump in the water and swim. So it's like, all right, pack your phones and make sure they're life jackets. But anyway, enough about my fucking craziness. I mean, it's almost Halloween and, you know, usually I watch Beetlejuice and The Exorcist. And I always thought The Exorcist was funny. You know, I'll say this before, and people are probably going to go, oh my God, I can't believe he admitted this. I was possessed a couple of times, maybe by a demon, maybe by a succubus. It was fun. It's not really scary. I think people think scary, they're going to pull you right down to the 10th level of hell. No, but you know, when Reagan says she sucks cocks in hell, I'm like, oh honey, I'm right there. How many? Shoot them up. But, you know, those are fantasies. Those are fantasies. But you can make them a reality. But you have to wait till you get to hell. So, you know, yeah, I am in rare form. The moon is in the 10th fucking house. And it's amazing. And what can I tell you? It's like, you know, the fact that Slash can still play, but Axel can't really say anymore. Well, I'm in the jungle! Yeah, I saw the footage of him trying to do November Rain. I don't fucking think so. Homie, don't play that, okay? Like I said, it's rare form tonight. You've got me, and I am baked as a chocolate cake. And so it's a fabulous thing. And yes, on the Coast Guard questionnaire, they asked that fabulous question. So I will admit it, you know? It's like, fuck, what do you want me to do? We're out in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of fucking sharks and dolphins and shit. What do you expect me to do? Eat a cake? Eat a croissant? No. Sit there and wish I was chewing tobacco? Fuck no. I like my herb. It's so amazing. Oh my fucking God. Yes. Yeah. See what I mean? I'm in rare form. And sometimes this is what you need. Some people have a drink. Yeah. Some people do this. I have my cake and I eat it too. And I'll eat you too. So, oh yeah, this is going to be a fun one tonight. And those are always the good ones. I think that people just kind of shoot things off like, oh, I'm not going to do that. It's going to slow my mind down. It doesn't slow my fucking mind down. You know why? Let's let the cat out of the bag here. I studied the Kundalini bitches in 2012. The Kundalini is some dark fucking shit, all right? And then you leave your body and you astro project and then you shoot back down to your body. You're like, oh my God, I'm so fucking exhausted. What the fuck did I just do? And it's like that. And, you know, there's a serpent within your arena and you have all this other shit going on. And, but, you know, you have the light and the dark, because in order to go to the light, you have to have the dark. In order to go to the dark, you have to have the light. So it all is coalescing and everything, and it's conducive to learning the Kundalini. That's what it fucking is. And the seven, well, the 14 chakras, actually. So, yeah, I could go into a whole spiel about that, but some of you would just be like, oh, fuck. So I save it for me. You know what I mean? More for me, as I once said to a student when they asked what bands I like. And I said, oh, I love Tool. And they played Chisholm. This is too long. And I was like, good, more for me. Because, you know, anytime someone says, this is too long. Like, you can spot the fakes from the reels when, you know, your parents claim to be these hippies. And then we're listening to Led Zeppelin. Like, okay, do we have to listen to the whole thing? And I'm like, oh, really? You know, in 1970 fucking one, you were listening to the whole fucking thing. And now it's too long for you? Fuck that. Or, you know, listening with my cousin Ronnie, who's just so amazing. We were driving through SoCal, this 2005, and we're listening to music, and it's always a good time with Ronnie. And we're listening to Indagada Vida. And it was the extended version. It was so fucking funny. We're just kind of sitting there vibing out, you know what I mean? I'm a musician. He's a musician. He was pretending to play bass on the steering wheel. I always kind of remember that very vividly. You know, I spent time with a bass player. Very interesting. Oh, no. You play bass, but you also play drums. So, yeah. That's interesting right there, because the timing. Oh, you want to talk about keeping timing right there. So, yeah. You know, music is such an amazing thing, and it's such a freeing thing, and we have these wonderful vibes that we're living and tuning into it, and that's why I love live music. You're really going to get something out of it, and you're really going to esoteric away. you're going to float away, baby. You're going to float fucking away. And moments like this, sitting in my car, staring at the moon, not giving a flying fuck, you know, that I have to go and work in the morning, and, you know, and then you think about, oh, and then I have to do the second job, and then maybe the third job, and, you know, as Radiohead said, you do it to yourself, you do, oh, yes, I do, baby, I do it to myself. God, that's such an 80s song that I don't even want to go there. Remember that? What is it? Touch myself? No. Not going. See what I mean? How songs conjure things in us. You know, the Sultan's, what is it? That Dire Straits song. Oh, I was looking at the moon, listening to that, and it conjured something within me. That was so amazing. And music takes you there. And back in June, I was getting my cake and baking it too. We'll call it that. Remember how I used to say to people, you know I'm there when I'm saying cheers is filmed in front of a live studio audience, which means I'm not home right now. But anyway, I was walking and it was hot and I was listening to Tool, Colleen Voices. And it does something, and you see visions and all of a sudden it was a good cake bake, shall we say. And those are the best ones. So here on this October night of 10/23/23, what the fuck? You know, it's amazing. And there's magic in the air. That's always the thing. Always believe that. Always feel that. Don't just believe it. Fucking feel it. It is in the air. Especially when you look at a beautiful moon like that. And I don't take the moon for granted. We could all take the sun for granted, but at the same time, without the sun, you don't have the moon, because the moon really lights up because it is reflecting off the sun. And it's so beautiful. And we reflect off of one another, all of us, you know. We are a reflection of the people. We're a reflection of our experiences and the music and everything. And I wish I could do like a show, like they do, what is it, the Smoke Box, and just interview people and talk about these things and all these reasons for why we do what we do. And maybe one day I will, or not one day, you know. It's about getting something off the ground, you know, and doing this. I became a small-time entrepreneur, you know. I was always like pushing the show, like, oh my God, listen to the show, it's so good. And I would have my friends on. It was hilarious because there really was no, you know, no path for it. It was like, okay, we're just going to talk about this and fuck it. And I'll play music and we're going to have a good time. And that's what we did. And then, you know, and then you get paid a little for this. And then you are able to cash. Oh, I could maybe use that for a little gas money, you know, shit like that. And so, yeah, it really is one of those things where you dip into the universe and you pull things out and pull in a podcast out. And then a podcast, you know, it doesn't need to have a lot of lube on it. You just kind of slowly, gently pull it and you arrive. And oh, my. And you're there. And or you can just spit on it and then you get word of mouth. See? Ooh, you got to put things in that mouth too. Not just words, but visions and mindful affirmations and talking to people on a podcast and getting to know them and giving each other the energy. And that's what it's all about. And I want to give a shout out to the Creatures of the Night. I miss talking to them, and Jason Almy and Chris Wetzke and Adam Simmons and the Hood Diner and Angry Dad Ben. You know, I'm really wanting to do a podcast of my experiences at the beginning of October. And so I will send this out to those who were there with me. Contact me and we will do a show, and you know, it will be amazing. But also we're gonna have to, you know, okay, this is what we don't talk about and this is what we do talk about, you know, because it was a show. And you know, it's almost like you gotta have, everyone has to write like a confidential. No, we're not gonna do that, fuck that. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been fabulous recording these shows. I, you know, it's like, how many more of them do I fucking have in me? I mean, this is almost like, you know, getting up on stage and doing the one mic. I mean, I'd love to do that in the one man show. Oh, honey, I could do a fucking one man show. I mean, have we got time here? You know, the stop sign isn't really telling what I used to do next to it, or, you know, a van down by the river. I have done that, by the way, a van down by the river. The fact that I could say I actually did something and it sounds like an SNL skit. Live in it. I didn't live in it, but I did something. In the van down by the river. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. And then in the orchard too, because I had them park near my house, you know, because it was, yeah, hey, it's like a taco truck. You just got to get it, you know? Oh my God. The moon, the beautiful moon. You know, I once worked with a teacher. And I shit you not, she did not know that the moon lit up because the sun reflected on it. And I just sitting there like, huh. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. So, yeah. It's been very, very fun doing these shows and pulling them out and, you know, slowly but gently pull it out, and then you add more, and then you add more, and you know, some would say less is more, but you know, yeah, you conjure that fire and you pull it in and it becomes you. And yeah, I'm a fire sign, fuck it. But I don't really go by that whole thing is just fucking bullshit, you know. Oh, well, I did this because I'm this. No. I had a friend tell me that once, where he said he was doing this because he was a Gemini, and I'm like, bullshit. And I remember the guy I was dating at the time, I told him that. He's like, yeah, I think he was a Leo, the guy I was dating at the time. And he was like, yeah, it's like, fuck that shit. I don't read my fucking horoscope. It's like, you know, you are what you are. You are going to be in tune to it. As I look at the moon right now, I am in tune to all of the energy it's giving me. And that's why I decided to talk. And that's why I decided to just share myself with all of you tonight. And, you know, my likes and dislikes and my wants and everything. And how, you know, it's like Madonna. You know how Madonna doesn't repeat herself with those looks? Although she, well, a drag queen did at the 1999 VMAs. But it's like when I do, last week, you know, we went to the bar, and then the week after that, and it's like, I don't like repeating myself with things. So it's like, give me a new look. You know, I'm going to go to either the beach, or I'm going to go maybe fly somewhere, and fuck it, you know? But it's not, that whole environment and the local scene is not conducive to me and the goals and the things that I obtain, and I wanting to go further and farther and really just accelerating it. And in order to accelerate it, you got to fucking simplify. You got to get rid of a whole lot of shit and just simplify and pay things off and simplify. And so that's my goal, is to simplify and to just go here and go there and really just immerse myself in everything that's going on. You know, working with people, and that's what I do all the time. You know, you work with people, and I will say this is a wonderful little thing, is that when I really want to get their attention at work, because I am a teacher, all I have to do is just say, I'm studying to be a cop, and that really gets them right there. Oh, what? Because then they know, oh shit, it's real. It's fucking real. This motherfucker is teaching us right now, and he's going to be a cop. And then I start talking to like a cop. Hey, buddy. Do the work right now. I want to see that window open. I want to see the assignment. Oh, buddy, I see YouTube. Hey. Oh, you're looking at your grades. Oh, you just told me you had straight A's. Oh, but what's that C doing in there, huh? Yeah, shit like that. So I really, you know, I really just kind of milked it as a character. I was like, okay, put on the cop character. Like, all right. And not just any cop, but a gay cop. You should have seen their faces when I said that. A gay cop? Oh my God, you're gay? Yes, you won the lottery. Isn't that great? Oh my God, a gay cop. That's what they kept saying. When did you know you were gay? And I just kind of sat there. Four? I don't know. It was the 80s, you know? When you're playing with He-Man and Skeletor, and you keep calling Skeletor Belly Master, and you're like, what the fuck? Even I was like, what the fuck, you know? Because you hear things coming out of your mind, and it's like, oh God, that's in my subconscious, and then you don't know what your subconscious is yet. You're only five. So yeah, I'm looking at that wonderful moon in the sky, and it is amazing. And just recording for all of you and giving you this. I mean, I haven't felt this energized about the show in a while, and you know, and that's why the cake that's baked really helps, and it helps to magnify things and open things. That's why, you know, when people say, oh, it slows my mind, it doesn't do that to me. It opens the pathways, you know, because I have ADHD, and so my brain is so fast, and it's like, oh shit, we got to do this, oh, we got to do this. And then sometimes that's where, you know, confusion comes in, and stress, and being worried about things, and then I just have to bring it down a notch, you know what I mean? Because you can't handle it, you know? And, It's been a very interesting time, shall we say. And we all have anxieties. Oh God, I have so many fucking anxieties. It's not even funny. And that's why I learned. I will say this about myself. I learned that I'm not much of a drinker. Maybe three drinks and I'm fucking good. I'm good. But I'm more of a toker, you know. I'll leave the drinking to those who are really experts at it, you know. But with me, you know, you know your weaknesses in life, and you know, being herbed up is not a weakness to me. It's a superpower. So we all have our superpowers, and they're amazing, and they take us there. And right now I'm in it, and I'm in it to win it and to begin it, because I like to rhyme. But you know, I'm not that kind of poet who's like, roses are red, violets are blue. I don't fucking pull that fucking shit, you know. I will say that when you write something, it's amazing. I used to write all the time, and then I started podcasting. You know, if only I could. I think I did a podcast once of me reading poems, and it just didn't even sound right to me. It's like, no, that's not what people want. You know, it's like if I were to do stand-up and I'm standing up on stage reading it, fuck no. Some people are going to get hit, okay? In fact, on Saturday, I'll say this, on Saturday night, this is why I'm not much of a drinker. We had our fun, and then, you know, it starts to get starts to get a little crazy. And they're like, you want another drink? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. because I know my limit. Okay. And then for some reason, you walk to the bathroom and this one guy says something to you and you tell him to go suck your cock. And he doesn't like that. So then at the end of the night, when the bar closed, he confronted me and said, "You told me to suck your cock." And I'm like, "Hey, knock it till you try it, bro." And he just looked at me and my friend's like, stop. Because he was going to probably try to hit me. And I said, go ahead. I'm not scared of you. Fuck you. And he's like, "I'm going to remember that." And he just backs away. Because I was for real. I was like, I put my face out there. "Hey, hit me. Hit me right now, baby. Go right ahead. I want to fucking feel this." But, you know, I was not. And, you know, there were others within the realm who were a little more messed up. But, you know, you live. And so that's why it's like, nah, I'm good. I'm fucking good. I like my cake baked chocolate. So, you know. Oh, my God, that didn't sound right. But, yeah, I like my herb. And that's what it's about. And so I wanted to just talk about that. And, you know, the audiences have been great. God, now I fucking sound like Madonna. I remember that. The audience has just been keep getting better and better. So let's go out there and fucking kick ass. I'm fucking pissed, okay? That's Madonna. It's like, this is when Madonna was cool, okay? Now, I don't know what the fuck I'm seeing in those Instagram clips of her on stage. I'm like, what? Like, I saw one of her singing Bad Girl, and it's just, it looked like, can I be honest with this fucking shit? It looked like she was singing it at a fucking county fair. Like, they were all going off to get popcorn. You know, something's happening, I don't know why. I love that fucking song. That video, though, and I talked about that fucking video, where Christopher Walken is her angel of death. He's her reap. And he's following her around and shit. And then she gets off at the end of the video. And what does he do? He hands her a cigarette and they float away, you know? It's like, fuck. I don't want to cause you any. Okay. You know? But it didn't look right. Maybe it was the hair. Maybe it looked like something that Goldfrapp wore in 2006. You know, remember Goldfrapp? Ooh, la, la, oh. I remember I saw her picture once and my friend was like, "That looks like Madonna." And I said, "It's not. It's Goldfrapp. She's cooler." But hey, I'll give it to Madonna. You know, open your heart to me, baby. I'll hold the lock and you hold the key. Okay, that shit is 80s right there. All right, all the way to the little boy and her dancing off into the fucking sunset. Okay, that's what it's fucking about. And so, yeah, here we are, 23-23, and I'm giving it to you. I'm fucking giving it to you, because once this clock on this thing, as I record it, strikes 23-23, that's it. And we've had a good night, and the show is in the fucking can, because I'm all about fucking timing when it comes to this fucking shit. You know what I mean? This is a new me. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, what have you been fucking doing?" This is, okay, we're gonna fucking grin